Mr. President, thank you very much. And let me start with the very pleasant duty of welcoming the disarmament fellows to this august room. In fact, they are the only ray of hope now, because we have lived a time. I also wish to commend Mr. Peter Kolarov and UNODA for his very hard work and diligent efforts to get disarmament fellows in such trying times of the pandemic. It was not an easy task, I know from my conversations with him. So I would also like to put on record our sincere appreciation to Mr. Kolarov. Mr. President, I've heard very carefully the positions of various delegations, and they were quite known to us for a long time, so there's nothing new. However, I just want to, whether we agreed on the proposal or not, whether we reached consensus or not, is a matter of debate. But what is not a matter of debate is the right of any delegation to put a CD document on record. And I refer to Rule 45 of the Rules of Procedure, where it says the reports of the conference shall be factual and reflect the negotiations and work of the conference. Unless the conference decides otherwise, the draft shall contain, and I'm not going to read out the whole thing. I will refer to Rule 45F and 45H, where working papers and proposals submitted during the year and other relevant documents can be submitted to the conference. Mr. President, you were not here in this room last year at the same time on the last day of the adoption of the report, but I was here. And we had a long debate whether the documents can be submitted. And there were many delegations who submitted the documents last minute, including many in this room. And we all went along. So I don't understand this debate about rules of procedure. In fact, I now see, while the delegations have stuck very scrupulously to preserving the rules of procedure, they themselves are wanting to change the rules of procedure through such novel ideas that they cannot, that the Canadian delegation cannot put their proposal in the report. And also, Mr. President, it's not written in the Section 13, paragraph 45, where these proposals can be put. There is no prescription about the placement and order of the documents. So they can be placed at any place, wherever a delegation wishes, if the conference so decides. So I think I differ with my distinguished colleagues who have spoken against taking cognizance of the Canadian proposals. As to the way forward, Mr. President, I think we have two ways ahead now, in my view. One is that you take aside the most interested delegations in a pull aside, in a smaller room or here in the room, and see if we can come to a conclusion. The second proposal is to project the draft report on the screen, convert this plenary into an informal mode, and let's see if we can engage in a constructive drafting exercise. I don't even wish to say the third proposal. And the third is that we will not have a report, which would be the saddest day for the CD. It would be a new low for the conference. I have participated in some meetings in the past when we could not agree to reports. A number of delegations had a triumphant look, but the gloom after was something which was unbearable. So I would urge delegations and my fellow colleagues to be constructive, flexible, and see if we can come to some conclusion here, logical conclusion of the entire work of the conference that we all participated in enthusiastically and hopefully, and with a lot of hope for the future. So those are my proposals, Mr. President. And I once again urge delegations to show that kind of flexibility today.